I guess every company, they have pride and they have, you know, things they want to accomplish. And now there's cereal wars going on.
Like cereal. Like breakfast. Like Kellogg's cereal.
Not cereal killer wars. It's breakfast cereal. And Kellogg's apparently is ripping off Honey Nut Cheerios to get revenge on General Mills for ripping off Frosted Flakes.
I cannot keep up. What?
How is somebody ripping somebody off?
Good question, Jason Goodman. And by the way, get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. We'll have a question for her. This just happened in January, and I have a picture. This will probably help you. I know it doesn't help you if you're listening. But they're taking their competitors' brands and then combining it with one of their brands. Like, they have Lucky Charms. General Mills came out with Lucky Charms Frosted Flakes. But Frosted Flakes is the competitor. I don't know how you can even do that.
I don't either.
The flakes are frosted.
Right.
Yeah, but isn't Frosted Flakes trademarked by another company?
I thought so.
Because if you go and buy the generic form, like let's say you're buying Frosted Flakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's trademarked. Who is it? It's
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's.
Frosted
okay.
Flakes, yeah.
So, and then you go and buy the generic brand or like the grocery store brand. They don't call it Frosted Flakes. They call it
Flakes of Frost.
Right. Yeah.
They call it sugar-coated flakes or something.
Like snowy flakes.
But because you can't say Frosted Flakes.
Right. Or you get the generic, it'll be like Dr. Perky.
Yes.
Generic drinks.
But
or,
even that's a little, like from what I understand, even on a trademark name, if it's Dr. Pepper, right? And you're like Dr. Pimper, that's still.
It's too close.
It's still close because they know you're trying to rip that other
one. Well, Dr. Perky.
But I'm not 100% sure.
That's a real thing.
It's a thing.
Dr. Perky
it's
is
not
a real
good
thing.
Either.
No, uh-uh.
Mountain Mist is one.
Gross.
It's not good. It's supposed to be like Mountain Dew.
Well, if you go, and I know that sometimes, you know, when it comes to medicine and stuff, the generic is the same. But sometimes
different.
But sometimes the generic food doesn't taste as good. Like Honey O's is not as good as Honey Nut Cheerios.
But I will tell you this. The generic is a totally different circumstance because, for one thing, the FDA makes it, though, if you have ibuprofen, that's actually, that's turned into a brand name now.
It has,
but ibuprofen is Advil or Motrin. It has to be, if it says 200 milligrams of ibuprofen, it has to be 200 milligrams of ibuprofen as governed by the FDA, just like Advil, if it says the active ingredient is 200 milligrams of ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is the patent runs out on the medicine. After a certain amount of time, the patent runs out, you can release the generic, which is usually tremendously cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
Let me guess, you're going to say, my dad was a pharmacist.
My dad was, and he owned a pharmacy for years.
Yeah.
But it is totally different than food because food is just your preference of taste. Medicine has to be the actual.
And I can understand that. I can understand that. But people will say, oh, yeah, just buy the generic. It's the same as the brand name.
Only in medicine.
Not always.
Yeah.
Not always.
And
sometimes the generic is better than the brand name.
Yeah. Because what's that brand? It's like Toastios or what? That makes cereals. And you can get them at Walmart in the big bags. It's way cheaper. And
I don't know.
They have a Frosted Flakes version. They have a Fruity Pebbles version. They have a Cinnamon Toast Crunch version. We get it because it's cheaper.
Cheap and you get a lot.
And it tastes the same to me.
Really?
But there's others that I get and I'm like, what is the brand? They give a cereal every year.
Post?
Is it Post?
Post cereal. But Post gives
bags.
A cereal every year. But
yeah.
Is
but
Post is name brand.
Yeah, it is.
But it might be thinking of something else.
You
then.
Might be.
It's generic because the names are totally different.
Okay. But what's the one that, what are they trying to be?
Well, this
but for the cereal.
The cereal wars. Yeah. You have Lucky Charms, Frosted Flakes. They first shots fired here.
Okay.
The cereal wars. Now Kellogg's just released Honey Nut Frosted Flakes.
Ooh,
very confused. So if I saw this store and I like Frosted Flakes, I'm like, oh, a new Frosted Flakes.
That's what I would think too.
Or, a new Lucky Charm, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you just grab it and
Charms of luck.
Right.
It's unlucky.
And then you have the cereal that's just apparently, I've never seen it, but apparently you can just buy a box of the marshmallows.
Oh,
really? Lucky Charm marshmallows.
Wow, that's a game changer right there.
That is a sugar high and a half.
I like that. All right, let's go to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. How can they do this?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
So Frosted Flakes is actually not a trademark because it's too much of a common descriptive set of words.
Oh.
It's not unique. You're not allowed to trademark common words for their usual meaning. Like Apple was allowed to have a trademark for computers, but if Apple had been selling apples, they would not have been allowed to have a trademark for that.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, you can't. So that makes sense. So what happens with Frosted Flakes is too common and generic. So when people are dancing around the words Frosted Flakes, they're really doing that unnecessarily when they're calling them something else because it's not a trademarked phrase. But Cheerios is, because, you know, you think about Cheerios, that does not, you know, that doesn't describe, that's not a common word that would describe
it. It's almost
like
an original name.
Aspirin, yeah, and there's even lots of words that over time, they become part of our language to mean that thing in the generic form. And so, like aspirin, escalator, Kleenex, Band-Aids, those were all things that were originally trademarked products with just that one individual product being the thing. And then over time, because, you know, everybody started using the word aspirin to mean any kind of, you know, this type of pain reliever, and so they lost their trademark because it could no longer be branded as a unique product. So in situations like this, these guys are absolutely okay. You know, you can't trademark the words honey or nut to describe, you know, a type of cereal in this kind of situation. And so if they want to, you know, kind of go back and forth with each other, it's actually kind of funny. I mean, but they can absolutely do it because these are not trademarked words.
That's even more devious because they know that Frosted Flakes is in trademark. So they go, ha ha!
I got you!
Yeah, now I want the Lucky Charms.
Now, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes would be trading the Kellogg's part because that's their own name, right?
It's their company, right?
Kellogg's is a brand that is trademarked, but, you know, there again, they were not able to secure the words Frosted Flakes as a trademark because it's just too common to describe a cereal that, because frosting is a thing, you know, that is used in the cereal industry, and you can't trademark that thing.
Could you do this with a company name like Kellogg's, maybe call it Kelly's Logs, and then don't put any space in between it, or would they, is that too close?
Yeah, I mean, if you come up with a unique name that identifies your product, then you're going to have a great likelihood of success. Like Cheerios was, you know, was a unique name to describe this. But Frosted Flakes way too generic.
Okay. So I guess we'll see more of these cereal wars, and we benefit by getting more versions of Frosted Flakes, apparently. Yeah. Although, if I had to choose, I would do the Lucky Charms over the Honey Nut Frosted Flakes.
No, I'm interested to try them both. It sounds like something, though. Can you not just picture that if we were working in the cereal business, this is something that Jason Goodman would do?
Oh, yeah.
This is right in your alley.
We can cause market confusion.
You would get in there just because you can.
Right.
Just because you can. That's the kind of person you are.
I know a guy that did it one time.
Well, they didn't do this today.
We can do it. We can do Frosted Flakes. Do it. Well, I don't know. Should we do it?
I think that's very slick that they know that Frosted Flakes is not, and you present it as Frosted Flakes.
And it did take Kellogg's, it took them like 12 months to respond.
I think it's slick until they come up with a better idea now that they've had time, and it comes back to bite you in the butt.
That is also a good point.
That's going to be the problem.